You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders and their album, Roadhouse Blues. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. It's been a good while since we've featured a blues artist, and damn if we don't have a good one for you today. Guitar slinger Reuben Vigil is the frontman of the band Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders, who have just released their ruckus-sounding CD, Roadhouse Blues. Some titles just say it all. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Reuben regarding his band and the new album, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD Roadhouse Blues, this is Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders with Love is a Memory.
A memory, that's how it used to be. Love is a memory, that's how it used to be. But I keep holding on to that loving memory. To know me a good woman, man, she was kinda nice to me. But I stay out all night, shuck and jive, hit on every woman I see. But I keep holding on to that loving memory. Night is cold, I'm getting old, I'm getting old. My ship is long gone, but I keep holding on. Love is a memory, that's how it used to be. Memory, that's how it used to be. But I keep holding on to that loving memory. We'll be right back. holding on. Love is a memory. That's how it used to be. Love is a memory. That's how it used to be. But I keep holding on to that loving memory. I still carry your picture, babe. You and the kids gathered round that old Christmas tree, just waiting on me.
From their CD Roadhouse Blues, that was Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders with Love is a Memory. Visit the band at Reverb Nation and or Facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ruben V. Hill over the phone, and here's how it went.
Alright. Well, you got a great CD out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the finished product?
Well, you know, I cringe listening to myself. I really I'm not one of those I hear my playing and I think I could have done that better. I hear my voice and I just go, no way, you know. But with this production from my producer Glenn Laughlin and the mastering done by Charlie Watts, it's been a pleasure listening to it. And every time I listen to it, I hear something new, and I really love the way it turned out. And I look forward to doing some more with the same team in the future, not too distant future, I hope.
And describe working with Glenn as a producer. What was that like?
Well, Glenn is a hands-on producer. So we went in and, we really didn't have to take anything, but I did. I took my guitar and my amp and the little effects that I had at the time. And, he's got all this, from touring and everything, he's got all this, vintage equipment, you know, so like, where it sounds like a vibratone, that's a 1960 something vibratone that I'm playing through.
Wow.
Where it sounds like a AC-30. It's a vintage AC-30 that I'm playing, Les Paul through. So he's got all the stuff and mics and from, he was a touring guitar player with the Dickies for 20 years. And so from being in that world, and being in the studio with the Dickies at times, he knows exactly what mics to use on what amps and these kinds of setups, and it's just like, how do you know and how do you remember all this stuff, you know? So he was running around like an Oompa Loompa or something from Willy Wonka. it was something to see. And then he'd get everything set up, and then we would lay the track down. And so he definitely knew what he wanted, and at times, you know, what he didn't have a problem telling me, you know, I needed to give him more at certain points, and it was a beautiful experience, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
And describe how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
Well, it started with both my parents play. My mom played a laptop steel when she was younger, and my father played guitar. So I can remember falling asleep while my father was playing, falling asleep next to his amplifier. You know, so that's when it started. When I was about 10 years old, I got my first guitars, one from my dad and then one from a guy that had made one for his son, and his son decided he didn't want to play it. So he let me have the guitar that he made for his son if I promised to go back and play for him the very first song that I ever learned, and I did that. And that's how I started playing. And, you know, I went from there just hanging around with good players. And I guess I have a natural ability a little bit that kind of, you know, people would take time with me to teach me stuff, you know. At a point, I took some lessons till I was about 15 or so. And then the rest has been just by ear. And that's how I got started.
And what sort of music spoke to you in the beginning?
Well, blues. You know, I wanted to, I grew up wanting to play like B.B. King. And, you know, really went far from it. When I first started playing groups like Grand Funk and Steppenwolf and those kinds of bands were around. And it's so odd that I didn't get really into the Rolling Stones. My brother's a Beatles fan. I didn't really get into the Beatles. I loved Hendrix, but I didn't want to play like, I didn't think it was, you could play like Hendrix, so I never even tried. You know? what I did was, you know, try to cop some of the most popular bands that were going around, like the Grand Funks and Steppenwolf and that kind of thing, not knowing that all of this stuff kind of comes from the same place anyways, you know. And I wanted to play blues, and I guess I kind of took the long way around it. I played in bands as a kid, and always played with guys that were older with me. I played my first club when I was like 16 or 17, and they had to sneak me in and sneak me out. But then, as an adult, I never played out. Not really. Never played out. And now my kids are grown, and it's time to play. So over the last few years, I have been able to do that. Play out in clubs, playing as a sideman for a couple of really great singers that do blues in San Diego. And then with this album, I've started my own band and started my own direction, and that's what I'm working on now.
I see. And who's all in your current band at the moment, and what do you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work?
Well, on bass guitar is Jody Hill, and on drums is Rick Lee, and we recently added a keyboard player, Bill Main. Now, with the band setups that I normally play backup for great singers, it's usually, you know, me, a bass player, a drummer, and then a sax player, you know, and then a singer, right? And so, you know, I end up, you know, setting, with the drums and the bass, setting the platform for the singer or the sax player, and then when it's time for Rube to take a solo, it's like, where's the middle, you know? So I have to learn, and it's kind of cool because it's kind of a signature to be able to play chords and solo also. So to kind of back myself up. But Jody Hill is a transplant from New York, and is a woman that had studied at Berkeley and was a session player in New York. We were fortunate enough in San Diego to have her move out, like I think about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I met Jody about a year ago, and she's a great player, fretless, stand-ups. She's a session player. She used to do commercials and lay down tracks in studios and working from the real book. at for gigs, you know, doing jazz gigs. And so she's strong bass player at holding it down, and then also in soloing, she's just nuts. And then Rick is like the atomic clock. He does not miss a beat ever. And his he's great. And his background is he's done a lot of Cajun stuff. So New Orleans-y kinds of stuff. And so us together, you know, we could knock out a song, you know, just doesn't take any time at all. We're all pretty much quick reads. And so I played with them in various bands around town. And when it was time to go do the album and start in this new direction, then it was, no-brainer. I was gonna ask Jody and I was gonna ask Rick first. But fortunately for me, they, said yes. And recently we just, started playing out live. So to play those middle parts that I played on the guitar, Bill Main, was gracious enough to say, yeah, I'll do that. And so we added his keyboards in just recently. I met Bill down in, San Felipe doing, the San Felipe Blues and Arts Festival. I did about three or four of them. And he was there every time, great guy, quick read, and so it's good to have him, doing that bill for us. And he's excited about it as well.
Visit the band at Reverb Nation and/or Facebook.com. From their CD Roadhouse Blues, this is Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders once again with Love Comes Knockin'.
We'll be right back.
come knocking at your door. Don't you worry, your love come knocking at your door. There's no more crying, no, 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 no more. There's no more crying. No more crying, no, no, lonely, no, no, lonely. Baby, hear what I say.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders and their new album, Roadhouse Blues. Rockwired had a chance to speak with singer and guitar slinger Ruben Vigil regarding the band and the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And describe the songwriting process for you. How does that work?
Well, songwriting for me, I could get words, I could get a melody, I could get a bridge, I could get all of it at once. It just depends, and I work with it and develop it, and sometimes songs. You work on them for a while and realize you've hit a wall, creatively, and a real test is if you know, in a year or two, or up to five, up to ten, that it's still hanging around, and you can incorporate it into another song, or in the timeline, other ideas come up, and you're able to use that part. So it's, you know, I've got a bunch of stuff in process, done, stuff yet to be, and I've already started on working on songs for the next album, and it's an interesting process. And so on this current album, some of the songs are 30 years old. So, and then everywhere in between. Usually when I get ready to go into a studio, I'll start writing again. And half of the songs were old, and then half of the songs were, you know, within the last couple of months, some of them within a couple of weeks. So it's an ongoing process, and I hope it never stops. I've made adjustments in my life to accommodate that. So there are things that definitely can get in the way, and things that you need to say, hey, you know, if it's interfering with my creative flow, then, you know, it doesn't have any place in my life, you know. So everything's rolling, and my intent is to keep it rolling.
And what songs off of this album resonate for you the most, and why?
Okay, there's a song that closes the album, and it's called Survive. And what it's about is, you know, you can be in a position where nothing seems to be going right, and you've got a choice to make, you know, whether you're going to let whatever you're experiencing at the time define you, or whether you are going to define this time. But you have to, if you want to affect change, you have to want it. You know what I mean? That desire has to be there. And, so I really believe a lot in, speaking, not speaking what your circumstances are, but speaking resolution of if it's a negative experience that you're going through, speaking the other side of it. You know, this is what it looks like, and this is what I'm shooting for. But you have to want to get through it, you know. So that's what that song's about, and it's one of the newer songs, and it's exactly reflects a lot of what I was going through at the time of the release, or the recording, I'm sorry.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, what I'd like them to come away with is, I spent some time playing music in a church, you know, and if what I've put down or as a chronicle of things that I've gone through, and if I can offer somebody some hope, and if I could be a proof, you know, that, you know, you can get through things that seemingly might be impossible to you. You know, it's sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as you want it, but you have to want to survive, and you just keep pushing and keeping that vision of being on the other side of it as you push, you know. So yeah, that's what I would like people to come away with, hope. You know, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it because I made it. You know, I know you can do it. You know.
Visit the band at Reverb Nation and/or Facebook.com. From their CD Roadhouse Blues, this is Big Shot Rube and the Reloaders once again with So Much Inside.
dig it down, you better cop and squat. I got so much inside me. I got so much inside me. I got so much jump inside me, girl. Hop on, I'll take you around the world. When I was just a baby boy, my mom and dad was overjoyed. They said he got more bounce by the ounce. Let him jump, let him shout. I got so much inside me. I got so much inside me. I got so much jump inside me, girl. Hop on, I'll take you around the world. Shout, I got so much inside me. 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 I got so much jump inside me, girl. Hop on and take around the world.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Ruben V. Hill and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be afraid.